I'm fixing to open this book, aren't you? You say, you mean after all that you would preach? Why, of course. Amen. After all that, if a preacher don't feel like preaching, he needs to resign. Amen. Take your Bible and look at Genesis chapter number 6, and I'm not going to be long. I promise you, they've sung longer than I'm going to preach, and that's usually not the case around here, but I am going to remind the Lord. I believe somebody's here this morning needs to be saved. Amen. Get my mic up there, guys. Amen. Are we on? Yes, Genesis chapter number 6. We had our annual Gold Rush parade here a few weeks ago, and we had a good day. We handed out I don't know how many thousands of gospel tracts and witnessed to I don't know telling how many thousands of people. And I can't wait one day till we get to heaven and somebody approach one of us and say, hey, I'm here because one day in a parade, you stopped by where I was and handed me a little piece of paper that had God's plan of salvation on it. We have no idea the impact of what the Lord is doing through our tiny little efforts. Amen? The old songwriter said it best when he said, little is much when God is in it. Amen. Genesis chapter number 6, we've got the story of Noah and the ark. And everybody, I think, just about everybody, probably even lost people, are familiar with that story. The story of the ark and the flood and all that stuff, it was one of my favorites growing up as a kid. Amen. And during the parade this year, Brother Freddie wanted to build a float. And one reason or the other, it just didn't come together and we didn't get it done. But he wanted to build an ark. And he wanted to take the ark through the parade. And the whole reason being was to show this town of religious people that there is only one way. That ark had only one door. Amen. And this morning, I want to just look at the ark and see the Lord Jesus Christ for a few minutes. Just point out a couple of things to you and we'll go to the house, okay? I wonder how many of you know how many of each animal Moses put on the ark. Everybody's raising their hand. Moses didn't put a single animal on the ark. He wasn't even born yet, amen? Got you, didn't I? I always love reading about the animals. Do you ever visualize that in your mind? I always thought, how'd he get all them animals on that boat? How'd he do that, man? That is wild, ain't it? How'd he get all them animals? Maybe he used baby animals. They're smaller and take up less space. Amen. I don't know, but he did. Somebody said, you believe that literally happened? Oh, yeah. I honestly don't think he had to catch a single one of them. I think God sent them. Amen. I really do. I love reading about them. I love animals. By the way, if you're an animal lover, if you're one of those PETA people, or tree hugger, whatever, I don't know. If you're one of them animal rights people, there's going to be a service for you this afternoon over in Douglasville. Honest before the Lord. This is not a joke. I got the advertisement right here in my pocket, Brother Rush. I really do. Brother Rusty cut this out of a local paper in a church in Douglasville at 3 o'clock this afternoon. That if you go, they will bless your animals. Isn't that something? I tell you what, if you want to just skip that and come here tonight, we're having chili for supper. And I promise you, before we eat it, I'll bless it. Amen. I always bless my animals, don't you? Lord, thank you for this food we're about to receive. Amen. I love the story about the ark. But this morning, just quickly, and I don't even know how much of this I'll preach. I probably even shouldn't, but if you came to hear me preach, I don't want you to leave disappointed, but whatever, when you leave, you will be anyway, probably, amen. Chapter 6 and verse number 1, the Bible said it came to pass when men begin to multiply on the face of the earth, and I'm in the wrong verse, jump down to verse 13, we got to hurry.
And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. I wonder how close we are to that now. I just thought about that as I was reading the verse. I wonder how far we are from the state those people were in when God sent the flood. I can't even imagine, Brother Freddie, it being any worse than it is in America right now. I can't imagine it being any worse. I can't imagine sin being any more blatant right here in Genesis chapter 6 than it is today. Just a thought. I've noticed, good Lord, I've noticed on the television here lately, I've heard about this for years, but now they're even making movies about it. Yeah. Nostradamus, the ancient Mayans, all these old prophets and all this stuff, talking about 2012 being the end of the world. Yeah. You say you think that's right, preacher? I think it may be late. I think the trumpet could sound right now. And by the way, it wouldn't bother me one little bit. This robe of flesh, I'll drop and rise. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, I'm going to shout while passing through the air and scream, farewell, farewell, sweet hour of prayer. Won't bother me a bit. Amen. You remember when preaching about the Lord coming scared you? Ought to shake some of us up this morning. Even if we're saved, we ought to be in the condition we'd want the Lord to find us in. Lord have mercy. I got to, let me read. He told Noah in verse number 14, make thee an ark of gopher wood. Somebody said, what's gopher wood? He said, shut up, Noah, and gopher wood. Amen. He said, rooms shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch it without and with within and without with pitch. Wow. Chapter 7, verse number 1. The ark's built. The animals are gathered. And the Lord said unto Noah, come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. God is fixing to judge the world. God is fixing to destroy what man has ruined single-handedly. God's fixing to do it all in, and God finds one man and his family, and he prepares for them a way of escape. In the ark, Noah and his family found very much what you and I have found in Christ Jesus. Amen. What Noah found in the ark was a divine provision. Yes. It was provided by God. Listen to me carefully. God did not have to let Noah in on what was about to happen. God was under no obligation to help Noah and his family out. Sometimes we get the idea that God somehow owes us. If you'll read Romans chapter number 1, you'll find where the Apostle Paul said, I am a debtor. It's me who owes God. It's not God who owes me anything. Amen. But God made a provision. The ark was not Noah's idea. Noah wasn't walking down the road one day and saw a cloud in the sky and said, oh, we better build a boat. It's fixing to rain. Do you realize it had never rained before? This was the first time it ever rained on the earth. Noah didn't even know what rain was. So listen to me. Like salvation, it wasn't even something he could fathom. You can't explain salvation. Noah, I'm going to rain. It's going to come from underneath you. It's going to come from above you. It's coming from every direction. Build a boat. Yeah. Well, God, what's rain? Well, Noah, it's just something you'll have to see. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. I can't explain God's salvation. I can't explain what God has so graciously provided for you and I. It's one of those things that you're just going to have to see.
Amen.
Amen. Can you imagine all that crowd Noah preached to? Whole time he's building that boat. And they're making fun of the old man. Look at that idiot out there building that boat. Man, he's out of his mind. He's talking about rain. We don't even know what rain is. It ain't even in the dictionary, rain. What is rain?
Yes.
Till the drops started to beat on their head.
Amen.
And it was a little too late for God's provision then. It was God who gave the instruction.
Amen.
Now listen. Let me say that again. It was God who gave the instruction.
Amen.
For years, man has tried to devise a plan to get to God. Wednesday night, a 41-year-old Mormon lady came to know Christ as her Savior. On their way home, they began to explain some things to her from the Bible. She got mad. She did not get mad at us. She got mad at her Mormon mama and daddy. She got mad at her Mormon preacher for showing her the wrong plan. You say, well, you shouldn't say things about the Mormons. Somebody ought to. Jesus Christ was not Lucifer's brother. If you die without Christ, I cannot baptize somebody in your place.
Amen.
It may all sound good. The angel Macaroni, that ain't really his name. It's Moroni or something like that. Moroni, that sounds more like it.
Amen.
That may all sound whimsical and fairy tale. And he got some glasses and found some golden tablets and blah, 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 blah. Sounds wonderful, but it is the wrong plan. God devised a plan and God wrote a book on it. Can I just say it to you again? God devised, holy men of old. They wrote as the Holy Ghost moved upon them. I hold in my hand a God-breathed book. God made the provision. Let me tell you something. The Baptist church ain't keeping you out of hell. Our rules of decorum aren't keeping you out of hell. Some people have all this hope in church membership. You can belong to every church in the county and bust hell wide open. We've got to come God's way. And we've got to come in God's time. I said the ark was God's provision. It was not Noah's idea. The plan was all God's. Now listen, if you and I set out to do something, here we go, we were going to build an ark for the parade. And we were going to put all you animals in it, amen. We were going to build an ark for the parade and carry that thing through town and proclaim that Jesus Christ is the only door.
Amen. Yeah.
That was the plan. Here's what happened. Wasn't many got on board.
Yeah.
So when it came parade time, there wasn't no ark.
Yeah.
We just had to do the same old and put a bus in the parade with two preachers on top and let them rip. Amen.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm saying. God has a plan.
Amen.
And it's a perfect plan.
Yeah.
But it has to be adhered to.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to say, hey, sounds like a plan to me. Count me in.
Amen.
Lord, if you said I am the way, the truth, and the life, I like it, I'm in.
Yeah.
Yes. Amen. I wonder if you in the boat this morning.
Amen.
I wonder how many people stood outside that ark and scratched their head and said, what if he's right?
Yeah, come on, yeah.
What if that guy really ain't smoking dope? What if he really ain't on crack? What if he's really right? What if it's really fixing to rain? And what if God is really fixing to destroy this earth? Come on, talk to me. I better get on with the plan. Years ago, I'm not going to preach this whole message. Quit being nervous. I'm looking at my watch enough for both of us. Years ago, my mother had a young lady in her Sunday school class. This young lady should have been the star pupil in the class because her father was one of the greatest preachers that ever lived in this area. Her father is Brother Charles Williams. Her name was Lisa. She went through some rebellious teenage years. And Lisa stood up in Mother's Sunday school class and said something to the effect of, "I don't believe it. I'm sick of hearing it. I don't believe there's a God. I believe we can just party and have a good time and blah, 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 blah." And Mama said, "Lisa, sit down. What if you're right? What if you're right and I'm wrong? What if you're right and there is no heaven, there is no hell? The grave is the end. So what if you're right and I'm wrong? What have I lost? I've lived a good life.
Yes, sir.
I have peace when I lay my head down on my pillow at night. My hope is in something far greater than this world. If you're right and I'm wrong, and we both die, basically I've lost nothing." Is that something how it went, Mom? She said, "Lisa, but here's the thing. What if I'm right and you're wrong? And you live your life like you want to live it, and nobody's going to tell you what to do, and you don't believe in heaven, you don't believe in hell. What if I'm right and you're wrong and we both die? Who loses then?" The plan was God's. Salvation, like the ark, is God's provision. I don't care. I do not care what society says. On the airplane, when did I come home? Friday. I was looking. They have a little catalog on the airplane called the Sky Mall magazine. I've got them memorized. I know everything. It's a shopping catalog. And in that catalog, in this month's issue, was a holiday section. And it just caught my eyes. I was flipping through there. They were selling Christmas trees, these pre-lit Christmas trees. But they weren't called Christmas trees. You know what they were called? Holiday trees. They were offering holiday cards. I wanted to stand up in the middle of that Delta jet and say, "It's Christmas! Holiday my hind leg!" This world can say what it wants, but some 2,000 years ago, God sent His own darling Son into this world to be my Savior and your Savior. I'm telling you, that's God's plan. And He died for me, and He died for you, and He shed His blood for my sorry, sin-sick soul.
Amen.
Amen. His plan was simple. He looked at Nicodemus in John chapter 3 and he said, "You must be born again." Here's God's plan. Here's a man in simple, childlike faith saying, "Jesus, what must I do?" We would rather the Lord had said, "Well, you must come before the elders of the church and blah, 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 and you must fill this out and you must be baptized." And no, Jesus didn't say all that. He just said, "You must be born again." Some of our dear brethren right here in this town, they're preaching that salvation's in that water. The other Sunday night when my mom was in the hospital and I wasn't able to be here, you guys baptized, Brother Jason, what, 20-something people? 20-something people got baptized right there just a couple of Sunday nights ago. But they didn't get baptized to go to heaven. They got baptized because they're going to heaven. Amen. They came God's way. They didn't get under the water. Before they did, they got under the blood. Amen. The ark was God's provision. It was God's plan. God laid salvation out for you plain and simple. Somebody said, oh, y'all preach that easy believism. It is easy. Now, we don't go the 1, 2, 3, repeat after me. We believe in old-fashioned repentance. We believe in, hey, don't hurt that baby. We believe we'll call child services on you. We believe in Holy Ghost conviction. I wonder, don't raise your hand because I don't want to make you look like a fool. Some of you wouldn't have to try real hard, but I wonder how many of you got saved because you just wanted to go to heaven. I didn't. Heaven was an afterthought. I got saved because I didn't want to die and go to hell. Amen. Listen, God's got a plan, and it's foolproof. It's perfect. It worked way back there at Calvary. When that thief said, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom.
Amen.
And the Lord said, well, we got a problem. You tied to a cross and I'm nailed to one. There ain't no way we can get you over there to the church, get you properly baptized. That shoots holes in the bucket, don't it? Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad he was Lord enough to look back at that fella and say, today, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Not only am I going, but I'll take you with me, son. Amen. Hey, if things was normal, we'd get you baptized, but you'd be all right. Amen. His plan is perfect. It was perfect. It's still perfect. And somebody ought to get in on it today. Somebody ought to get in on it today. That ark was a divine provision of God. That ark was a shelter from God's judgment. God's going to judge America. You mark her down, son. Something bad, wrong. When they're teaching our children in kindergarten to sing red and yellow, black and white, all are equal in his sight. Obama loves the little children of the world. I'm not being disrespectful. I'm being honest. Who do you think you are, Mr. President? If he had any God about him at all, he had put his foot down and said, don't you dare put me on that level.
Amen.
We okay?
Yes.
That group of young, I forgot what they call them, young something. Group of young black men, they march and they have a chant about the president. You know what it says? He is the Alpha and the Omega. The beginning and the end. No, he's not.
Amen.
Let me tell you what he is, bro Todd. He's a man. He's a mixed up, messed up man. Just like you and I are mixed up and messed up human beings. In need of Christ, in need of His love, in need of His grace, in need of His mercy. The answer is not Obama. The answer is Jesus Christ. Somebody said, oh, it's a race thing. You're stupid.
Amen.
Brother Greg, I may need you to walk me out. It ain't a race thing. I wouldn't care if he is pink with purple polka dots. But I'm not worshiping him. He's not taking the place of my Savior. Why? He cannot protect me from God's judgment.
Amen.
There's only one who can. Ain't no bailout. I said, ain't no bailout in this world gonna help you when you stand before God. There's one bailout, and it's John 3:16. You want a bailout? There it is. Romans 10:9-10, there's your bailout. Romans 10:13, there's your bailout. Amen. Y'all all right this morning? Smile at me. Do something. Put your gun up. Amen. The ark was God's provision. The ark is a shelter from God's judgment. Listen, as sure as I stand here and preach to you this morning, somewhere in the heart of this earth, that rich man's still screaming. He's still begging for water. Just as sure as I'm standing here. Those closing verses in the book of Revelation where John said he saw a great throne and him who sat on it, the heavens and the earth fled away. He said something about hell giving up the dead that are in it and the sea giving up the dead that's in it and the grave giving up the dead's in it. And they all stood before him. And he said, and them whose names were not found written in the Lamb's book of life were cast into the lake of fire. Yeah. My goodness, man, I don't want no part of that.
That's right.
I want no part of that. You say, preacher, this is just simple salvation preaching. You got it. You got it. And we need it in America.
Amen.
Yeah, God's going to judge America. In Australia. In England.
Yeah.
In China. And Japan, and Russia, and even those little countries you don't even know exist.
Amen. Yes.
The entire human race, past, present, future, will stand before God.
Amen,
and give an account.
That's right, brother.
Of what we did with His plan.
Amen.
We are without excuse.
You
say, what if? There ain't no what if. The Bible said even the heavens declare His handiwork.
Amen.
All you need is a functioning brain to realize there's a God.
Amen.
We were in a service one night, and I'm fixing to quit. Brother Todd, y'all be thinking about a song for if you would. We were in a service one night, and my mom will probably remember, and my wife. You didn't hurt him, did you, brother? Okay. Just check it. Sister Amy Parker was carrying their little girl out from the service. Elena, she's a teenager now, years ago, and she was looking over her mama's shoulder. She went out. I was just preaching up a storm. That little old baby hollered out, y'all pray for me. That's true. I'll never forget. We were in a service one night. We were over toward Rockmart in a little area. Where's Meemaw at? What's that? Where the little flea market's at? What's that called over there? Where's she at? Fish Creek, thank you. Fish Creek, that's where we were. Brother Earl was supposed to be preaching, our choir was going to sing. We sung for about 2 hours. God moved in that place. And in that service was a teenage boy, I'll never forget it. He was deaf and dumb. He couldn't hear nothing. Not one thing he couldn't hear. He couldn't speak. He tapped his mother on the shoulder and said, you know what he said? I need him. I need him. God doesn't have to have the flaming evangelist. He doesn't have to have the periodicals that's printed. He doesn't have to have all the hoopla that we think is necessary. God can speak to a deaf ear and a dumb lip and let them know that I am the way. My goodness. That ark was God's provision. It was protection from God's judgment on this world. Noah and his family were invited in. This always interested me. We read it in chapter 7, verse number 1. And the Lord said unto Noah, watch this, come. Aren't you glad he didn't say go, Brother Charles? Come thou and thy family in the ark. You know what that means? That means God's on the inside. He's already in the boat. And he says, come on in. You remember, I remember another boat Jesus was in over in Mark chapter number 4, or was it 5? Mark chapter 4, I believe. And the Lord told his disciples, said, come, let us pass over on the other side. I'm glad God's already in the boat. He's secured everything. He's got the trip mapped out. And he said, come on in. What an invitation. What if Noah had said, we've talked about it, and the wife's really not on board with this. And we're having a chili cook-off thing at church tonight, you know, and our covered dish is more important than...
Come on, preacher.
Are you listening? I don't think God had to beg him. You know why? He really believed God was fixing to judge this world. And if you really believe God's going to judge this world, we won't have to beg you this morning either.
That's right.
You know what the Lord said? He said, whoever is athirst, let him come.
Amen.
Let him come. You study that word come out sometimes in your Bible. The Lord's always saying come. 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 Here's what somebody said. I was listening to one of Brother Jay's messages the other day. He was talking about witnessing this fella. And this fella told him, said, I'm not ready. So Brother Jay preached a whole message on being ready. And he got to see the guy get saved. But I wonder if that's you this morning. You sit here going, well, I'm just not ready. You ready to die and go to hell? The ark's built. The plan's been laid. The provision's been made. And the invitation has been given. Come. Well, I'm just waiting on, what? To die? How old was your brother, Trina? 55 years old. I wouldn't say anything to hurt nobody. But we've put people in the ground way younger than that, hadn't we, Brother William? I'll never forget that. I could have toted that baby's casket under my arm just like this. That big. We've buried him from that big to 55 to 85, everywhere in between. We buried a mama with a baby under each arm in the same casket, didn't we, Brother Charles? We had a man, Brother Tom Washburn, loved this church, loved his preacher. The only educated man that ever loved me. Yeah, he was a lawyer and still liked me. I couldn't believe it. But he walked in that bathroom, right down the hall right there. Walked in that bathroom, was so excited. His wife had, he'd been sitting in the parking lot. His wife begged him to come in. He said, no, I want to surprise Brother Eddie. They had been gone to Florida. He was so excited about being in church. Brother Todd, he walked in that bathroom, did whatever he did in the bathroom, reached for the door just like this, fell flat on his face, dead as a hammer. What are you saying? What are you waiting on? I'm glad sometime before he reached for that bathroom door, he reached for heaven's door. I'm glad before he ever reached that, come out of that bathroom, he reached up to God and God said, here, son, my arm is not too short that I can't pick you up. Hallelujah. Praise and bless his holy name. Thank God for salvation. The provision's been made. The invitation's been given. The ark only had one door. Only had one window. That's so much I'd like to say. You know what windows are for? They let in light, don't they? You know what they had to do to get any light in that ark? This is a cold, dark world we're living in. You need some light? You better quit looking around. You better quit looking down. You better quit looking within. You better look up.
Yes,
he's still the door.
That's right, brother.
He even gave that as one of his titles. He said, I am the door.
Amen.
Wow.
Well, well. I'm going to quit. Brother Todd, y'all come. Let me close with this. Everybody in that ark was safe. Do you understand that?
Yes, sir.
Oh, it was raging on the outside. You thought it rained here the other Sunday night. No, it was just coming down. While they were in that ark, it wasn't just coming down, it was coming up. God turned it loose, buddy. But they were perfectly safe. Everybody that took God up on His invitation, they were safe. We have people who preach today and who believe today that you can't know from one day to the next whether or not you're saved. If that was the case, I would call my mother 10 times a day and say, Mom, you ain't gonna believe it. I just got saved. A couple hours later, hey, Mom, it's me again. You ain't gonna believe it. I just got saved again. Because that's how often I'd have to do it. No matter how righteous you think you are, that's how often you'd have to do it. Amen. I'm safe this morning. Are you safe? Thank God my hope is not in Washington, D.C. My hope's not in our military. And I support it 100%. My hope's not in this church. My hope's in something that's secure. I'm safe this morning in the arms of God. Let me ask you a question while we stand our feet. Scattered, I know. I know. But here's the thing. Are you even in the boat? Are you? We went on Katie and Kelsey's senior trip. We took a cruise. I don't advise that. But they took us to this island. They said it's their private island or whatever. And they said this before we got off the boat. The boat leaves at such and such a time. It don't wait on nobody. It docked again in Nassau. Before we got off the boat, they said, the boat leaves. I don't care what kind of deals you find in shopping. Don't care how good the restaurant is where you're eating. I don't care how good the party is you're enjoying. The boat will sail. You know what one guy said on the ship? He said, people get left all the time. Wow. What are you saying, preacher? The old ship of Zion, she's about to leave. Are you on the boat? Are you saved? Simple question. Do you know Christ as your Savior? If you, like Brother Tom Washburn, fell dead in the service this morning, would heaven be your home? You say, yeah, well, I'm pretty sure. Pretty sure won't cut it. He said, these things have I written that you may know that you have eternal life. Do you really know? Is that forever settled in your heart? I'm more sure of my salvation than I am my name. Seriously. My mother told me my name was Edward Roy White. Not according to my driver's license. Not according to my birth certificate. She put a tail on her O, which made me Ray. I can't even be sure of my name because my mama can't write good. But I'm sure of this. There's a new name written down in glory. And it's mine. And it's spelled exactly right. I'm sure. Brother Jason, you sure?
Yes, sir.
CJ, how about it? Brother Robbie? Brother Greg? Miss Stacy? Brother Rusty, I don't believe it, but hallelujah. BJ, Miss Pam, y'all got that? William, Levi, Brother Michael, are you sure? Are you sure?
Amen.
You say, man, you shouldn't point people out. If I had time, I'd do it to everybody in this room.
Yes.
Brother Ryan, are you sure?
Yes, sir.
Taylor, Katie, you sure? Brother Charles,
amen.
I better ask my wife. Jason, you sure? We're going to see him again. I sat in his deer stand, fussed at him the other day. Talking about Jason's dad, he just went to heaven just a little while ago. I sat there in his deer stand, I thought, you sorry rascal, I ain't seen a deer here yet. You could have left us a better spot. I'm sure.
Amen.
Ain't a doubt in my mind. Oh, I doubt myself. I doubt you. But I don't doubt him.
Amen.
Eyeball me right here. How many of you sure?
Yeah.
Let's just get her settled this morning. I mean, got her nailed down, shut, you know, that you know, you know, you know, you know. Thank God. But wouldn't it be something that happened right now? If I had a trumpet, I'd blow it. Amen. Let's bow our heads quickly. They're going to sing a verse. If you couldn't raise your hand and said, preacher, I'm sure. It's settled in my heart. I may not be in an ark this morning. And I'm not sure that I'm even in Christ. Preacher, I need to be saved. Please pray for me. Hey, I won't come to you. I wouldn't embarrass you for nothing. I just want to pray for you. You just slip up your hand. Say, preacher, pray for me. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Pray that I'd get this thing settled in my heart. Anybody? Anybody? My, my. God bless you, son. Anybody else? Preacher, I'm not sure. I'll be honest, when I go to bed at night, sometimes I really have doubts whether or not I'm saved. Please pray for me. Anybody else, before we pray, God bless your heart. Pray with us. Father, as we come to you again this morning, thank you, God, for your provision. Thank you for your plan, God, that needs no improvement. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for that great invitation, God, that you sent my way when you said, come unto me. Lord, I'm sure glad I came. I've failed you. I've let you down. But God, you've never once disowned me. I thank you for it. Lord, you know every heart in this building. God, you know every soul. I pray you'd deal with us accordingly this morning. God, if there's somebody here who needs to be saved, I pray this would be the day. Maybe there's some, God, who just need assurance, encouragement, help, forgiveness, whatever it be. God, help them while we give this invitation. Lord, we'll do our best, but Lord, I pray you'd give the invitation. Let them hear your sweet voice as you say, come this morning. Father, have your way. We'll give you glory. We'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Y'all go ahead, guys, and sing. God, dealing with your heart, would you come this morning? Don't even wait on them to sing. Just come out of your pew right there where you are. Talk to the Lord this morning. He'll help.